So what do you see as the chief cause of illness, just simply put?
There are a number of causes for it. For your intentions, as they are all blended together, bring forth different results. Primarily, illness exists because you have given thought to what is not wanted upon any number of different subjects, have allowed the remaining of negative emotion within self, have stayed focused upon it long enough that the law of attraction has assisted until the negativity has gotten greater and greater and greater, thus causing physical deterioration of your apparatus. The first illness was created not because thought was given to the illness, but because there was not thought given to what was wanted instead. Negativity was allowed to persist. And so that first illness was created, and then others saw it, dreaded it, and got it as well. Have you not found it interesting that no sooner is a cure found for one great and dreaded disease than you somehow create another one?
I've been really aware of that.
And so where does that first one who gets AIDS come from? What we say to you is that you have potential for every illness in your body right now.
Yes.
And you have potential for a perfect state of health in your body right now. And you will solicit one or the other or a mixture.
Yes.
Depending upon the thought that you give to it.
Yes.
What more?
So, in other words, from your perspective, there is no physical cause for illness or disease. It's all thought, mind.
That is where it begins. It is, as you explain, the water coming out of your faucet. We say, indeed, we cannot deny that water comes out of your faucet, but there is much more to the story. And so there are many things that you explain in the way that we talk about the faucet, but we say, behind it all, there is thought.
Good. Are there any limits of control, and what are they, over our body conditions as the body approaches, say, 100 years of age?
Not from our perspective. Only self-imposed limitations.
Is there a time to die? And if so, when is it?
Nothing has been predetermined. It is up to you. You choose it from this perspective.
So all forms of death are a form of suicide?
From our perspective, that would be one way of saying it. It brings up great resistance in most who hear it. But you are the ones who determine that. Most do not decide to die. They just do not continue to decide to live.
How do you feel about those, or do you have any feelings about those who do decide to die and commit what we call suicide? Do you have any thoughts on that?
We see not a difference from one decision to another. The choices are all yours to make. What we are wanting is to teach you how to get what you want and how to stop getting what you don't want.
So do we each then choose to some degree how long we're going to live in each life experience?
You come forth intending to live and grow. When you are no longer having growth, the inner being loses its enthusiasm to encourage the physical existence. And soon after the inner being loses its enthusiasm for the continuation of the physical existence, then you have not much support from inner world. You are more or less on your own.
Yeah.